The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the one-hour express service.
Triple M.
Yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Dead Set Legends. Once again, a beautiful winter's morning out, light cloud around, plenty of blue sky. Hope you're up and about, can take part in the program. We're with you for the next 2.5 hours. I'll tell you what, the sporting world has gone absolutely nuts, and we are going to cover it all. As I welcome my partner in crime, normally it's Andrew Newton Jarman, but he'd be commonly known this morning as Grumpy Guts.
No, not again.
He's walked in like a bear with a sore head. I bought him coffee. I've bought him a couple of toasted sandwiches and he still won't speak to me. And it's all because his football side, got beat yesterday. Oh,
no, it's not.
Good morning, Grumpy Guts.
G'day, George. G'day, Adelaide.
And
good to be
more,
alive.
What's more,
what?
You haven't fed your beautiful dog Polo.
Yeah, in a minute.
You've been eating your head off and the dog's been sniffing around the sandwiches.
No.
And you haven't even.
Yeah, she'll
fed
get
him.
A Kong in a minute.
Fair dinkum.
Hey, good to be here on a Sunday.
You sure?
Very, very excited. What a weekend
of
sport.
What are you excited about? Tell me.
There's a lot of things happening today. Obviously, Port Adelaide and the West Coast Eagles. I'm looking forward to this game because I want to know where Port Adelaide stand in the competition.
How critical is this game? They're both on 8-6.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to Matty Nix a little later. But if Port win today, they'll go into the top four on percentage. So what a big game for Port Adelaide. They'll be nervous today, their supporters.
Yeah, tough over there, as you know. And obviously, they made a couple of changes. So I'm looking forward to seeing where they stand after 5 or 7 o'clock tonight.
Love to see him win. Absolutely love to see
him. Who's on the show today?
Well, we got Matty Nix. We got Roy Laird, who's gee whiz.
Has he ripped his boys?
Did he rip the Central District boys after they were beaten yesterday by South Adelaide? Roy has really gone bang, 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 straight between the eyes.
Love his honesty, George.
He's very open and straightforward. We'll talk to David King about what's happening in other parts of the footy
Beautiful.
World. Look, it is all happening. But look, right after the break, don't look away.
What are you pointing for?
I want you to look me in the eye. I'm going to ask you a very, very strong question.
Done.
And I don't want any pussyfooting around. I want an honest, open answer. So stand by.
Done.
It's coming.
It's about to get ugly on Dead Set Legends Triple M.
Could not get any uglier than Andrew Newton Jarman this morning.
That's verbal bullying. That's workplace bullying, that is. I'm going to report you to management.
Get James on the phone, please. We're the boss. I'm supporting our jars.
Yes, George.
Look at me, my son.
Yeah.
Friday night, I was watching the Crows play. Their second half was outstanding.
Very good.
And there was an incident in the game involving Tex Walker, our captain, and Joe Hansen, where Tex, in my view, bumped into Joe Hansen, who then in turn smashed into the goal
post.
I cannot believe that some people are saying that he should be cited. This is what happened. This is the Triple M commentary team.
Well, a bit happening too in the goal screen.
He ran into the goalpost.
I reckon Tex has given him a push.
I thought Tex went over there to see if he was okay.
But the Bulldogs players had gone to him because they reckon he shoved him into the post.
Okay. The kick on its way from Crouch. Johannesson goes.
Yeah, Tex pushes him straight into it. I think he wanted to have Shepherd, but he's inadvertently been smashed straight into the post. Johannesson's in the hand of the trainers.
Look, to be fair, Tex is putting his hand up saying, look, it was I did not mean to do that.
It was a Shepherd.
Accidental, correct. He was shepherding the goal through.
Now, Jars, I want your honest opinion on that incident.
I saw the incident.
Right. Now,
reckless or intentional?
Well, it was neither. It was a football accident, for goodness sake.
A football accident?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's a football accident where bodies collide, bodies hit each other. For goodness sake. I hope you're not saying that Tex Walker should be cited or by the match review panel.
Well, if the match review panel cite him for that, well, then I'll give the game away.
Well, so will I.
Honestly, he tried to shepherd the ball through the goals.
Correct.
All right, and Johannesson was...
The post was there.
So you got to... Yeah, you shepherd someone off. He wasn't hurt.
Well,
he continued on. He played.
He did. But there are some people out there that are saying that he should be firstly cited, and then some people saying out there that he should be suspended. For goodness.
So that wasn't intentional.
What?
That's what people are saying. They're saying it was intentional.
Intentional or reckless.
I'm just saying
it was a football accident that happens in a game of football where his intentions there were not reckless. His intentions were to shepherd the ball through, and in doing so,
Compare that to Luke Hodge.
Oh, well, some people are doing that. Mm. That's ridiculous.
Against Port Adelaide's Chaddy Wingate.
He got two games of that and deservedly
so. Lucky we got padding on the goalpost.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm serious. Look, the amount of damage that some of these boys would have occurred without that padding. But, no, he should be okay, KG. He should be fine.
Look, the match review panel should not even look at it. There, that's my version of it.
They'll look at it.
Oh.
They'll look at it, George. So, he tried to shepherd the ball through. There's no way. He's fine. He'll be playing next week.
Fair dick. If he's not playing next week, then the game's stuffed. Honestly.
I agree.
Absolutely. Yeah, well and truly stuffed. So, folks, give us a call. 1-3-3-5-3. What was your version of it? I watched it again last night, and I'm saying to myself, no.
No.
Can't be
he's
shot.
Fine, George. He's good,
For the first time in your life, I hope you're right.
Nah, he's good to go.
We're throwing the lines open to the Triple M family. Your thoughts on the Tex Walker incident. Should he be suspended? Should he be cited? Should he just walk away scot-free? 1-3-3-5-3. And the Twitter family, Jars, what's it saying?
58% said nothing, KG. Yep. 25% said there'll be a fine.
A fine?
8% said 1 week. Oh. And 9% of the Twitter poll family said 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Look,
he won't get anything.
Let's hear what his teammate Josh Jenkins thought of the incident. Is Josh?
Maybe he'll be lighter in the pocket as a bit of a health and safety aspect, but I would struggle to see how that's a suspension. I know people have sort of likened it to the Luke Hodge, Chad Wingard bump from a couple of years ago, but I think Tex was just trying to shepherd Johannesson from touching the ball as it went through for a goal. So I'd like to think common sense would prevail, but unfortunately sometimes common sense is not that common.
Is
that a slap of the match?
He might get fined for that. Joshy, I'm serious. It's a good whack, Joshy.
1-3-3-5-3. Come on, well, give us a call. Your thoughts on him.
Judy of Ranilla East. G'day, Judy.
Hello, how are you?
You're good, Judy.
Good.
Just want to know, KG.
Yep.
If the roles were reversed,
yep.
What would be your thoughts?
Where Johansson bumped into Tex Walker
and Tex smashed into the goalpost.
Someone pushed a crow, any crow, into the goalpost.
Yep.
You'd be up in arms.
No, I wouldn't be. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you would.
Judy. I'm answering your question honestly and openly. I would I would be saying exactly the same thing, Judy. That is a football accident.
Yeah. I mean, it was unfortunate the pole was there.
Well, exactly.
The pole wasn't there. Yeah.
His intentions were to shepherd the ball through. That was his intent. His intentions were not to thump Johansson into the goalpost. That's how I saw it.
If that was a Port Adelaide player did that to Johannesson, would you expect the Port Adelaide player to get done?
What are you two on about today? Oh. You and Judy, you're taking the same bloody pills. It's not. No, I'd be singing the same song.
Jude, I'll give you a $100 Strathmore Hotel voucher to spend at the Strathmore Hotel, your closest pub to the Adelaide Oval footbridge, which KG loves and cost us $45 million and $250,000 a year to maintain.
Worth every cent.
A lovely day, Jude. Let's go to Bryn of Seaton. G'day, Bryn. Unlucky.
Yeah, guys, I just think a bit of Sookie La-La stuff going on with your calls as well. One thing that KG said yesterday was, and rightfully so, if that was in the open field, nothing would be said about the incident.
Exactly.
More importantly, too, being as Tex Walker is probably one of the most fairest and players in the league.
Yep.
He went through, and if you watched as you guys would have done, look at the play. He was watching the ball. Yes, a player's in his way. You don't see his surroundings. You're looking for the goal. He's pushed a player. Unfortunately, there's a goalpost there. I play rugby league and rugby union, mate. I've hit the goalpost many times myself. It doesn't hurt.
Well, look, I've been critical, and so have other people, of Tex not being physical enough. The moment he is a bit physical, everybody wants to bully suspended.
Exactly right, KG. And in the day being, mate, you know, what are we going to do? If you just accidentally push somebody, are we going to get a week's suspension, $1,000 fine? Come on. It's a man's sport. It's a sport of now. It's all gender sport.
Yep.
And if we're going to be hard and come down on things like a fair shepherding of the ball, you know, wake up, people.
Exactly. Thanks, Bryn.
Good on you, Bryn. Good passion, mate. Marcus of Rees Plains. G'day, Marcus.
G'day. How are you?
Good, Marcus.
I reckon it's a pretty rough-looking head anyway, and I can't see how banging it into the goalpost will do it any damage. Yeah. Probably do us all a favour.
The hairstyle's not that flashy. Oh,
he's got to get rid of it.
Yeah, it's a shocking hairstyle.
Since he's had that haircut, his game's gone backwards. Well, the hair Joe Henderson. JJ, they call him.
JJ, the haircut.
How do you think he played? How do you think he played?
No.
From Western Bulldogs.
Oh, they were terrible.
Mm. But just very average.
They've been very, very average. But that was an unbelievable second half.
Good on you, Marcus. Let's go to Jared of Alberton. G'day, Jared.
Hey, Jars. How you going, mate?
Good, my friend.
KG, mate. That reckon Crime Stoppers hotline would be going, I reckon, again, if that was a Crows player, mate.
Oh, here we go.
He was looking straight at the post, buddy. And then you made a comment yesterday that he didn't know the post was there. How long's footy been played for? A couple of 100 years?
That's
the post
a silly
never
statement
changed.
You said.
Hey, Jared, do yourself a favour today. There was a good movie out just recently.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called La La Land, because that's where you are. You're in La La Land.
Get into him, Jazz.
You're in La La Land.
The 1-300 number, I reckon, that you're after for the Crime Stoppers.
I thought it was daylight.
Hey, Jazz, I'm going to give you the AFL team cards pack. All right, congratulations. You won the official AFL game cards prize pack. They're the ones in the green pack.
My little boy will be stoked with that,
get
mate.
Yours
thank you very much.
And news agents today,
I hope your little boy's like his mother.
She'd give you a clip anyway.
What kind of statement was that yesterday, saying that?
What?
You didn't know the goalpost was there. How long have you been in the game?
Well,
we all know where the goalposts and the point posts are on the footy field.
The point I'm saying in this issue is that his focus was on shepherding the ball, not looking at the goalpost. He didn't take his eyes off the ball. That's the difference.
But he had his eyes on Johannesson.
No, he had his eyes on where the ball was going and then moved
his body
to shepherd. Fair dick.
If you want to support KG or whack him in either way, get on Twitter.
Who side you on?
No, I was just saying, I keep it fair. We're opening up Twitter at Triple M Adelaide.
And folks, this week, something special. This week, Fox Footy celebrates the boys from the bush with the rural round, Jazz.
And the number one sports AFL analyst and great footballer in his own right for the Kangaroos, he joins us, good friends of ours, David King. G'day, Kingy. Welcome to the Dead Set Legends.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, thanks, David.
Very excited about Port Adelaide taking on the Eagles. Do you give Port Adelaide any chance to knock them off today, Kingy?
Oh, how would you know? Seriously, how would you know with flea tipping these days? I tip Port, but in saying that, I got 1 out of 9 last week, so let's not go too well with what I'm saying. But they're playing some pretty good football, aren't they? I think that it was a pretty good game against Richmond last week. Richmond were too good.
Yep.
They got a point to prove. We all know that they haven't beaten the top 8 side or a side that's been in the 8 when they've played them, but I think Ken Hinckley's played it perfectly. He's been honest. He's been up front with his players. There's no hiding from the facts.
You're spot on, David.
And I think that they get a West Coast that are a little bit vulnerable. Mm. You know, they're just going. So it should be a great game off tip Port. So that may be the curse that you need.
But can you know Josh Kennedy? He's the sort of the barometer, I think, for West Coast Eagles. So missing him's going to hurt them a lot, I think.
It is, and I think the Port backline's improved. I think Cleary and these guys have really taken some big steps this year. You just need your stars playing well. I mean, there's no secret to football at the moment. If your stars are down, we saw it with Richmond yesterday. Yep. You know, Martin and Cochin and Rance didn't have anywhere near the impact they'd like, and all of a sudden you're asking lesser players to perform greater roles, and it just doesn't happen. So I think you just need Robbie Gray to do what he does and Ollie Wines to get rolling and Paddy Ryder to take control of the ruck.
Mm. And they want Wingard to, you know, produce
Where's
his
best. Where's he play? Where's his best position, Chad? I know he's spending a lot of time in the midfield and getting a fair bit of ball, but it doesn't seem to be impacting the scoreboard. It doesn't
High
seem
half
to be...
forward, Kingy.
Yeah, I think he needs to go. I think he needs to go 50-50 with Robbie Gray, midfield That's forward, it. And just see if he can get him firing again.
Now, David, can I ask you a leading question? Nathan Buckley, is he days at Collingwood gone, finished, over?
Oh, I think even Nathan would accept that they're over this morning in the cold, hard light of day. Would just say, listen, it hasn't worked for whatever reason. There's no point. It gets to the point where it's not really worth talking about excuses and what failed and what went wrong. It's 6 years now. I mean, you know, you just can't keep going with the same old. Sometimes AFL environments just need some change, and I think that that's what they'll get at the end of the season. I said after round 5, it's about managing the exit. Once you get 1-4, one win and 4 losses, at any point, it don't care how good you are. I mean, the Swans were 0-6. and have found a way to come back. But they're a regimented team. They're disciplined. You know how they're going to play week in, week out. We don't see that at Collingwood, and we haven't seen that at Collingwood right through Nathan's tenure.
Kingy, the Western Bulldogs, can they still save their season?
Well, I've tried to stick fat with the Dogs. Gee, they make it hard. I tell you, there's just something not right there. And the coach looks a bit stressed at the moment.
He
looks stressed in the pre-game. He looks stressed post-game. It just looks like it's all-consuming to all of them at the moment. Last year was a wonderful season. And look, if you ask any Bulldog supporter, you're going to win the flag and you're going to have a couple of down years. They'd sign up. They'd sign wherever you like.
Yeah,
but, you know, they've been a bit of a mystery, and I think they're going to have to make some drastic change at the end of the year to get things back on track, and that may involve trading a couple of stars.
David, Tex Walker and Johansson, that incident just caused a lot of talk here in Adelaide. Some say he'll be cited, some say he'll be suspended. Have you seen the incident?
Yeah, I have. We asked Tex about it on Friday night coverage on Fox, and I take him at his word. He said, look, he didn't mean it. He meant to be a little bit physical and push him just as a shepherd for the ball going across the line. He didn't mean to do what he did. I accept that. I think it's one of those ones where it doesn't necessarily look good, but I'm not sure that was his intention. Let's just move on. Sometimes these accidents happen, and I think Tex is honest enough to trust and to believe.
Exactly right.
Kingy, Trent Cotchin, when are these boys are going to learn? Even when you're under severe pressure, the AFL are going to come down hard on him now, because they're not going to let him get through this one with that jumper punch yesterday.
You clench your fist and you throw a punch, you deserve a week.
Yeah.
I think these fine systems are nonsense. Insufficient force. What is insufficient force? What isn't? What's a jumper punch? What's a gut punch? You clench your fist, you throw a punch. Mm. It's just a matter of how hard you've hit someone or what the damage is.
Yeah.
But it's got to start at a week. We've got to get this out of our game.
Exactly.
It's a horrible look.
David, good to talk to you.
Well
appreciate
done,
your time, David. And
good
we'll catch
today,
you on Fox.
Boys. Good luck today.
So thanks, David. David King. I love his...
he's one of the best.
You
learn a lot.
He calls it beautifully, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he's spot on about...
He's tipping port.
Yeah, he is. But he's spot on about Kenny Hinkley. Open and honest, Kenny Hinkley. One of the few coaches that is. Okay, give us a call, folks. 133-53. Still plenty of things to come. We'll talk to Matty next. Roy Led. It's all happening. Jazz, I've got to say... I reckon it's about time that when we see players on the football field throw punches, like we've seen Hooley, we've seen Bug, we've seen Cotchin. This is the second time he's done it.
Yep.
And we saw the AFL's diversity manager, Ali Fahu, reported, given a life suspension, sadly lost his job, and now he's facing criminal charges, allegedly. And I reckon it's time... If those footballers did it in the street, you'd lay charges.
Oh, we can't. We've got to be careful where we go with this, George.
Well, I understand
that. Got to be careful.
But, you know, this red card, yellow card, I'm not in favour of that.
No.
But if somebody on the ground, like Ali Fahu, was charged by the police, as he has been done, mate, that would nip it right in the bud.
So you what you're saying now, so if I'm playing against you... Right, then I, King, hit you on the field of while the game's on.
Correct.
Right off the ball.
Yep.
Then you will lay charges against me as an opposition player.
No doubt. If I was
on
playing,
the sporting field.
If I was playing in the game of football and you belted me to the head or whatever with a clenched fist, I'd lay charges against you. Why wouldn't you? You can't do it in the street.
Oh.
We don't want to see it on the football
that.
Ground.
I know we've got
our tribunal, but... Heavens to Betsy, like, Bug got 6 weeks. Hooley got 4 weeks. Is that sufficient punishment for what they did? Like, coward punches, Jars, have killed a number of people, sadly.
So every time there's a punch thrown, you want police intervention.
Yep.
Police intervention every time a player has been hit.
Well, I think it's worth looking at. I think it's worth looking at.
That
would nip it straight in the bud.
No, George.
Well,
we don't want that in our competition, do we?
Well, what we don't want in our competition is things like Hooley and Bug and these sort of and Cotchin. This is his second time. He got off the first time. Now this is his second time he's done it. No, it's look. I reckon it's time we gave it strong consideration.
In our game of football.
Well, you don't want thuggery.
It's not that bad, KG.
Well, hang on.
You know, we've got a pretty good... Callum Mills, it's a gladiator sport game. It's a tough game.
There's a difference between...
It's a tough game. Yeah, every now and then a couple slips through.
Well...
But they'll cop their whack, and that fella, Fahu, has copped his whack.
He has copped his whack.
He's got history.
He's
a repeat offender, he's done.
Well, so is Cotchin. It's the second time he's done it.
Yeah, jumper punch.
Does it really matter? Whether it's a jump or punch. If it's a punch, as David King said, and I agree with him, a punch is a punch.
The Twitter poll here.
Yes.
AFL players should be up for assault. This is from Greg Gardner. Lift your game. That's a stinker, Dead Set Legends. And then Red says, worst poll in Twitter history. Please sack yourself immediately. Thanks, Red.
Well, why is it the worst poll in history?
That's ridiculous. Who put that up there? Should AFL players be up for assault or criminal charges if found guilty of striking on field?
The result, 64% of people say no, that's footy.
And 36% say yes.
And then you just
come
out and said that.
No, I did. No. I think it's... I'm
disappointed you said that.
I think it's worth worth looking at and discussing. Those incidents were terrible.
Every game of football will have police there at every game booking blokes for assault.
It's up to the player, up to the players. Anyway, give us a call, folks. 1-3-3-5-3. Have I lost my marbles?
Then you want civil court action next.
No, shall I just...
Should there be assault charges for punches in the AFL? Oh. Let us know, Sunday Dead Set Legend.
Our poll is, should should players be charged with assault on the playing field when throwing punches? Now, Greg Gardner said, triple him out, like, lift your game. That's a stinker. Worst ever. Well, Greg Gardner, put this in your pipe and smoke it. The switchboard's blowing up. Jars.
Jeez. Whack. Are we going to play Cotchin?
You play Cotchin.
This is what happened again last night.
Cotchin.
Reported for striking. And report.
Reported for striking. You punched him in the guts. Right? Settle. I just saw the whack in the guts, mate.
It's
open hand. I saw a punch. 9 reported for Richmond.
Yeah, good on you, umpire. Take control, son. Now, should players be charged with assault for throwing punches?
Malcolm of Anglevale. G'day, Malcolm.
Yeah, how you going, fellas?
Need good, some Malcolm. Common sense here, mate.
Yeah, look, mate, I think it's definitely a closed fist and, you know, anywhere without, you know, around the head and, you know, there's definitely, you know, a few instances lately where, you know, there's definitely been, you know, maximum impact to a few of the players out there. You know, I think, you know, they should have, you know, the cops should investigate a few of them just to sort of, you know, nip it in the butt quick. You know, no one wants to see our sport, you know, like, turn into a bit of a thuggery game.
Malcolm, I agree, and I refer to the bug incident last week where he's got 6 matches, and is it Callum Mills went off with concussion?
Yes, he did.
And we know the after effects of concussion, what that can lead to, and it's they're the sort of incidents.
But you can't have police coming to every game because you're going to lay a charge if I've accidentally whacked you or I've put one in your guts.
I'm not talking accidentally. If you deliberately punch a bloke on the ground, an opposing player, show the video. It's there in black and white. The same for Bug. That's what I'm saying.
Dougie of Enfield. G'day, Doug.
How you going there, boys?
Good, Doug.
I've got to really disagree with you here, KG. Like, what actually counts as accidental and deliberate?
Sorry?
What counts as an accidental strike compared to a deliberate one?
Well, you see the video. What about the Bug one last week? The Hooley one last week. What about how do you rate them? Is that part of our game?
My main question here is, like, what if I made it look like an accident and I punched you in the face? Well, is that an accident or is that deliberate?
No, hang on. An accident is an accident. I'm talking about when a player, as we saw last night, Trent Cotchin, deliberately punched the player in the guts. That's
but you didn't answer that Doug's question.
I have.
So if he accidentally and he had intentions to give you some punch you in the guts, but he accidentally...
Well, an accident, you don't take civil charges against, but something that is you see as deliberate, as we saw last night, for goodness sake. There's a big difference between accidental and
deliberate.
Being deliberate. Huge difference. Thank you, Doug.
Caitlin of Strathalbyn. G'day, Caitlin.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good, thanks, Caitlin.
Good, thank you.
That's good. Well, my opinion about this, really, I think there's a lot that the AFL can do internally before they're branching out to external sources. I just think, you know, there'll be too much fluctuation where how are they going to make sure that it's uniform between every team when they start to get police intervention.
Yes.
Well, Caitlin, when you look at the at the Cochin one last night,
I like it.
The umpires laid the report. He did it deliberately. That's his second time. We look at Bug last week on Young Mills. That was deliberate.
Yeah, you see, that's where I think the AFL just needs to try a couple more things and maybe increase the severity, more games, and just see how that goes. And if that's no good, then maybe, you know.
Good call, Caitlin. I agree.
I'm all for
because a lot of the punishments are around 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, Tyson Edwards yesterday on Dead Set Legends made the point that it was a joke that Bug only got 6 weeks.
So what should he have got?
He said, this is Tyson.
Don't say rest of the year.
He did.
Oh, Tyson.
I agree with him. I thought about that driving home yesterday, and I think he's spot on.
133.53, we're asking, should assault charges for punches be put in the AFL?
Matty of Port Elliot. G'day, Matty.
Hi, Jars. G'day, KG.
Hello, Matty.
Thoughts, mate?
I think that incidents like the Fahul one, they should be investigated by police. Mm. You don't want people seeking out and punching someone.
Yep.
The incidents like Cochin and Hurley, they shouldn't be investigated by police, but... bug one.
Yep.
Yeah. Give him 10 weeks. Stamp it out of the game.
Mm. Well, that Ali Fahul one was terrible. Absolutely. And that's
that was deliberate.
Allegedly. That now he's facing
intentional.
Criminal charges.
Yeah. He wanted to maim the individual. That's, and look, he deserves his whack, and he's copped his whack. Mm. You know, he's been done for life now in our sport.
Exactly right. Thank you, Matt. Good call.
Craig of North Haven. G'day, Craigie boy.
Hi, boys. How you going?
Good, Craig.
Thoughts?
KG, you are way wrong. Way, way, way wrong on this one, big time.
Okay.
I'm with Jars on this.
Righto.
You know, let's go back to the days when you sort of played. You know, you'd go toe-to-toe with someone.
Well, those days...
All right?
And that stayed on the footy field.
No.
But it stayed on the footy field.
Yes, it did. But thankfully, those days are no longer with us. Thankfully,
but you know what?
What?
These fellas... Every game, at the start of the match, you know, they're all punching each other. There's punches left, right, and centre going into the guts, just to antagonise each other and all that. It's punch, 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 punch. So there's just too much of it, you know. Bit of push and shove, you know, verbal comments and all that, but there's just so much punching going on. And tagging, I hate this tagging with Rory and other players. You know, if they're getting held back, they're not playing, they're being able to play the game. Stop it.
Good on you, Craig.
You want to speak to some parents that tragic accident has happened to their son about coward punches and so forth. We don't want it on the ground. Mm. We don't need it on the ground. Now, I'm just saying it should be looked at, and that would nip it straight in the bud.
At the moment on Twitter, should AFL players be up for assault or other criminal charges if found guilty of striking on field? And it has swung back with 47% of people saying yes, it's assault, 53% saying no, that's footy.
So it's nip and tuck.
We'll keep you updated on that one because
I think it's worth looking at. That's all I'm saying.
Very close.
Absolutely.
KG.
What?
Let's just talk about some individuals and about a cricket team that may be becoming un-Australian, which is dear to your heart.
Yes.
This is what happened to young Nicky Kyrgios, right?
Kyrgios will continue. Herbert wins by 6-3, 6-4. Retirement.
Nick Kyrgios is out.
Really disappointing for the young guy. I thought he probably should have stopped earlier if it's that bad.
Okay, legit injury there, right?
Yep, right.
Okay, but at least he fronted up.
Yep.
Then we go to his teammate, Bernard Tomic. Oh. He's copping a whack all around the world because he's being honest. This is what happened to him.
I felt a little bit bored out there, you know, to be completely honest with you. You know, I tried at the end and stuff. He managed to win that set 6-3 or 6-4, but it was too late.
Right, and then I'll give you one more about the Australian cricket pay dispute. Crass Craddock, one of the best cricket writers around. This is what he said.
And it's one of the saddest days in modern Australian cricket history. I mean, cricket in Australia is awash with rivers of gold. That's actually the problem. It's not a matter of not enough money. There's too much money, and they're fighting over it. I think both organisations, the players and the board, should be really deeply embarrassed. It should never have been this hard to solve this problem.
Right. Is this un-Australian?
Well, it is.
In your heart?
It is. I, as I said yesterday, I never, ever... thought I'd see the day that Australian cricket team would boycott a tour, as they have of South Africa, over this pay dispute. Now, irrespective of who's right and who's wrong, the two bodies are an absolute disgrace. Okay. And now we see the Australian Players Association going to places like India to sell the cricketers who are now unemployed.
Are the Aussie cricketers representing us, KG, or themselves with this pay dispute?
Well, the Australian Players Association are representing the players. Because they're uncontracted now.
Understand
they've got to earn a living. They have every right to earn a living. But the dispute, whichever way you look at it.
Is it un-Australian?
It is un-Australian. Of course it's un-Australian. Very much un-Australian. It's pathetic. I've been saying it on this program for weeks. It should never have got to the stage. As Crash Craddock said, it's bloody downright pathetic.
And what's Bernard Tomic's crime here?
Well,
what's his crime? What's he done wrong?
Well, his crime is he's a buffhead.
No, that's a bit harsh.
No, it's not harsh. Nah. Well, okay.
What's his crime? He's a complex individual like a lot of us. What's his crime here?
Well, let me say this to you. He says here, when asked the question, he's on holiday in the US. Tomic yesterday said he was not ready to return to the Davis Cup fold, a move many believe could end his on-court struggle. This is his reply. I'm not interested for this year, he said. I have other priorities.
Right.
And he says... Also yesterday, he savaged the Australian public, saying they could only dream about his yellow Lamborghini and the international houses he owns. At the end of the day, you probably don't like him, but at only 24, you guys can only dream about having what I have at 24. Just go back dreaming about your home, your car or your house while I go out there and buy them. Now, with all due respects, I know he's 24, but with all due respects... Those comments need not have been said. That's downright rude. Look, I apologise.
That's arrogant.
No, I apologise. He's not a bullfed.
What is he?
I was wrong saying that. Yeah. But look, the young man has to realise that the things that he's got, Tennis Australia helped him get there. They put a lot of time, a lot of money into it.
Yep.
And to his credit, he's a wonderful talent. But he's got to stop saying the things he's saying. I'm bored on the court.
So you want him punished for being honest?
Well,
do you want him punished for being honest?
Can I ask?
Because he is. He's being absolutely honest, which is refreshing.
Oh, saying those things is refreshing in your mind.
No, because he's being honest. No, he doesn't like the game. He's 24 year old. Then, he's cooked. He does. He's not
fit.
Well,
then if he doesn't like the game, get out of the game and give somebody a chance who does love the game.
Who has a Leighton Hewitt type attitude.
A Jordan Thompson attitude. Leighton Hewitt would play Davis Cup for Australia with two broken legs.
I know he would. That's what we love him.
Any individual in my eyes that snubs representing his or her country needs a swift kick in the bum. There's no greater accolade than that, and I'll say it like I'm blue in the face. Your thoughts on this particular issue, Jars?
Jackie Hudson on the Twitter family, we need characters like Tomic in tennis and sport in general.
Oh,
well, that's just...
Well, I give up.
Jacko.
If that's the case.
Stevie of Sturt. G'day, Steve.
How are you, guys?
Good, Steve.
Hey, listen, I reckon that buddy Nick Kyrgios and Tomic should get the kick, mate. You can't have spoiled brats representing a country, no matter how good they are at their sport.
Well, I'm with you. I am absolutely with you. The only thing
you're representing your whole country. So breaking tennis rackets, swearing, and carrying on like a pork chop.
Yep.
That's a reflection of Australia's mentality, is it?
Yes. Well, let me say this. I don't come on as strong against Kyrgios because he was out of Wimbledon when he was pictured at a nightclub at 3 a.m. in the morning. Now, the young man can do what he wants to do in his time.
Oh, for sure, but his on-field antics have got a lot to be desired.
Well, they have, but what I will say, whoever is advising young Kyrgios is not doing a good job because I would have said to him, Nick, you're able to go out. But at the moment you go out after what's happened,
isn't he ranked 20th in the world?
Yeah, but if you go
that's
out after what's
the point.
Happened,
whether you're advising people like that, he's going to do what he wants anyway,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
he? He's got spoiled brat.
Yeah. Yep.
If Tomic wants to go, let him go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let someone else step up.
Yep. Okay. 133 53. Are some of our sportsmen being un-Australian?
Okay.
I think they are. No question.
John
about
of Golden Grove. Hello, John.
Yeah. How you going, boys?
Yeah. Good, John.
Yeah. Look, you know what? It's the way of the world. It's the way the kids are being brought up these days. We're not allowed to tell them off. We're not allowed to smack them. We model coddle them. Everything they do is on Facebook. The parents use their kids now to get attention. And basically, the kids do what they want. They've had no discipline from the moment they've been born. They get on Facebook. They do whatever they want. They promote everything.
years ago, when a teammate used to rip into you or you used to look up to your peers, now these kids haven't got any peers anymore. No one's allowed to tell them off. No one's allowed to tell them anything. They do whatever they like. And you know what? We're creating this as a country, as a world.
What do we need to do as parents and as part of the community? What do we need to do to change this?
Well, I think it's discipline and the social media. They're the two things. I don't think we'll be able to control it, KG. No. It's just the way it is. It's everyone's out there and you promote yourself. Everything on Facebook, you have a look at it. People are the happiest people you've ever seen them in the world. They make it look like, but it's all false. Mm. Everything is false. Mm. And the kids these days, that's the way they are. They don't care anymore. There's no discipline anymore. And the kids are promoted and they're put on a pedestal from a young age. And they're shown on Facebook as they're the best players ever. And the parents live off them, and this creates a bubble where it's just going wrong.
John, can I ask you a question? If your son were to say these sort of things like Bernard Tomich has by saying the Australian public, he savaged the Australian public, saying they could only dream about his yellow Lamborghini and the international houses I own. What would you say to us if your son said that publicly?
You know what annoys me about that, KG, more than anything? Not that he said it, because he's saying the truth, okay?
Right.
That's the way he feels. I feel sorry for the people who work hard during the week, every day, that budget and save their money to go to that game, who have paid their $150 to go and watch a Wimbledon game, to watch a bloke give up. How about that person that's sitting in the crowd thinking, hang on, I've just saved 3 months to save enough money to take my family to go and watch this game at Wimbledon. And what have they got out of it? Some bloke that's not even trying. That is a disgrace.
Well, that's a good call, John.
Good stuff, John.
That's a real good call.
Desi of Accounter Bay. G'day, Des.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good, Des. What are your thoughts on these individuals and the cricket side?
I think it's an effrontery to every person that's played tennis and paid affiliation fees that financed their tennis career. Mm. Mm. That's all I've got to say about it.
Yeah,
deeply appalled.
Yeah, I wonder how the late Sir Donald Bradman and the late Richie Beno, who was a wonderful ambassador, loved the game of cricket with heaps of passion. I wonder what they'd be thinking now. And I say this respectfully.
And the great Rod Laver.
And the great Rod Laver, but particularly Bradman and Richie Beno, who are no longer with us, they'd be turning over in their grave, and I say that respectfully, that the players have gone on strike.
Good on you, Des.
Okay, mate.
Unbelievable. It is. The days of the world are changing, Jones. Big time. 133353 is our number. Still to come in the program, Matty Nix will join us.
And Jars has every single score that matters and a few upsets as well.
Come on, Jars.
In the scoreboard next.
Come on, Jars.
Did you just say come on, Jars?
I was just talking to the third person.
That's it.
Jars will be talking all morning about just how important this game is this afternoon at Subiaco between the Power and West Coast Eagles. Fair dinkum. They're both on 8-6.
Yep.
Port Adelaide, the end of the day, if they win, into the top four on percentage. Let's welcome to the program now a man who knows what's happening in the world of footy and at Port Adelaide, Matty Nix, your assistant coach. Matty, thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure, KG.
Matty, I know every game is important in a season like we're having, but there's no bigger game for Port Adelaide than today at Soombi with the prize place in the top four.
Yeah, it's a defining one, isn't it? You know, most games now are starting to turn out that way, where so many teams are vying for that top four, top eight sort of positions, and we're one of them. And we're coming up against a team that are, I guess, in exactly the same position as us and want it really bad as well. So it'll be a great game. It'll be a really good challenge for us over here against what normally is a really parochial crowd. Yeah. They'll be into it as well. So it's a good challenge, and we'll have to start well.
Matty, obviously winning contested ball and get some clean ball, but that last kick inside forward 50 has got to be really spot on today against the Eagles, who do defend pretty well and transition well.
Yeah, it's been the part we haven't quite got, isn't it? It's been, you know, that finish, that polish on the end of some of our really good offence. And, as a coaching group, we've sort of pushed with the guys the ground we've made and the improvements we've made from last year in our ball movement and our offence has been fantastic. But to be able to finish and, convert when you do get those opportunities and put some scoreboard pressure on, it's just hurt us in a number of games this year and cost us a couple of wins.
And, Matty, another issue today is that if you are going to win, you need your big guns firing like Paddy Ryder, Ebert, and Wingard in particular. You need him to produce one of his outstanding games, which he's capable of doing. You need your big guns, Travis Boak, big guns firing.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we've had some really consistent form from Paddy. I know you mentioned Paddy. He's been outstanding in the ruck, but it's really, like you said, Cage, it's getting four or five of them going at once.
Yep.
And all performing. And Chaddy Wingard, you know, probably a really interesting one. I've been pushing him around the footy a lot more and getting him in there. And he's been playing some really good footy. But I think at times during this game, we'll have a look at maybe getting him back in that forward line and trying to help us with some of that conversion.
Yeah, you need it
badly. Hey, Matty, tell us about young Joe Attlee making his debut for Port Adelaide. It's always exciting when you bring in a new player.
Yeah, it is, and especially with Joey, you know, you get players come in and that really deserve the look that he's going to get. And he's a hard inside on baller.
Yep.
We need one of those. We haven't got many. that was a joke, by the way. But we've got, you know, he'll come in alongside Pau Pepper and Ollie and Ebo and give us some of that real grunt. And you talk about contested ball. He's one that he just loves it. He loves tackling. He enjoys the contest. So. He's been playing some really good footy at SNFL and deserves the opportunity. So we can't wait to see how it goes.
D. Matty, your defence has gone up another cog. There's no doubt about that. That again today, they've got Petrie and Darling up forward. No Josh Kelly, which is a plus for you, but still Petrie and Darling will need some attention.
Yeah, spot on. I mean, we look at West Coast and the way they played last time they were able to beat us, getting out the back of us. It wasn't so much their higher marking, but when you talk about Darling and these guys, they've got both parts of the game. They've got size, but they've also got some speed where they can get out the back end as well. So it's a good challenge for our back six, and I think they've been in, as you said, a really good space this season. They've been playing some really good footy. We've probably dropped away once or twice and it's cost us, but over the whole, we've been really happy with how the agility group.
And Nixie, Hamish Harlett, he'll front up, he'll line up.
Yeah, look, at this point, Hamish is going to play. He's had an interrupted week with obviously some really bad bruising, but he's improved every day. So we're confident he'll play, but we've got some guys over here at the moment just in case he doesn't get up and it's a last minute decision. But we're reasonably confident he'll play.
Good on you, Matty. Matty, good luck today. I mean, that's a very big game for Port Adelaide. Get the 4 points, sneak into the top four and go from there. Appreciate your time, Matty.
Thanks, mate.
It's my pleasure, guys. Thanks for that.
He's terrific, Matty Nix.
He's very good.
I tell
been
you what,
outstanding in that role.
He has. He's bound for bigger and better things. Well, I say that all due respect to Port Adelaide, but I'm in a senior job. But I tell you what, there's not a bigger game in Port season than right this afternoon.
Agree.
Both on 8 and 6.
I totally agree. It's tough over there, George. It's a tough gig, that
no
one.
No Josh Kelly. That's a huge plus.
I don't reckon in the 6 years I played at the Crows, I don't think we won
over there. Very parochial crowd, which is fair enough. But, I'll be watching that game.
In case, I don't think I got a kick.
Well, that's not the 6 years I went over there. That's what I call being consistent. Consistent. You've done that many times in your football career, Judge. Well, good one, Kenny. You got one back, son. Proud of you.
Just had an email from the Dead Set Legends producer.
Little Jared.
That is Jared.
He's a gunman.
There's been something you both, KG and Jars, have been bickering about behind the scenes, and you've had little shots about it.
What's that?
At one another on air. I'll just say that it is to do with the AFL, and I've got a directive here to jump over what we were going to talk about and let you two have it out on air and let the family weigh in next.
I'm at a loss what that is. Yeah. No idea.
Trust me.
He's dragged one out. He's dragged a cat out of the bag there, young Jared.
It's next. Dead Set Legends.
I'm going to speak to him.
Well, it is Sunday Dead Set Legends with KG and Jars. Now, boys, I did get an email from the executive producer, Jared.
Mm. Hang on. Is he now the executive producer?
Oh, I thought he was. Well, that's what it says on the bottom of this email.
He's been upgraded.
He has been. You two have been bickering at one another behind the scenes. This is true. Mm-hmm. And on air at times, talking about if a game is tied. Now, we happen to have this already this round.
Squeezed a kick out. Langford. Langford snaps to goal. Bouncy ball. Second draw in a row. Scores a level. Hit Launceston.
He sure is thinking he's all over this one. I've got this covered on the goal line then. Oh, no. What a bounce.
Now, what's happened is Jars has come out and said he hates the draw and you love it. Now,
I love it.
The producer has come in just to talk about what we're doing, and even he was having a shot at you, Cage, saying there has to be
everyone's having a shot at me.
So he wants you two to sort it out now on air about this draw.
Go overtime. Have a golden goal.
Do what rugby does. Get a result. Do what every other side does.
Get a result.
You don't, that
it
is a result.
It leaves you flat, KG.
A draw is
it
a draw.
It leaves you flat.
I remember going to, was it 2010, seeing the St Kilda Collingwood draw. It was and what's more, I would love to see, if it happens in a grand final, we have a replay.
No, you don't want it. Draws. What are they don't stand for anything.
Oh, they do. A draw is a draw.
What, you pick up a couple of points?
You do. You get 2 points. But don't do what other codes do.
I'd rather pick up 4 points or no points.
Nah, nah.
Win.
Nah,
or, nah. That's mate, they've got to change it.
There's too much.
Go overtime. No, go 5 minutes extra.
No, there's too much
go
luck.
Go golden goal.
There's too much luck involved.
Ball back in the centre square. Throw it up. Whoever kicks the next goal wins the game.
No.
How exciting's that, George? No. And a draw.
I love it as it is.
Draw is as bad as flat as my guts.
Well, I'll tell you
and
what.
That's flat and ripped.
That's not a very good analogy. Is that the right word, analogy?
For Twitter poll family, Jars doesn't want to see any more draws in the AFL. Is it time to bring in the overtime in regular season matches? 27% have said yes.
Yeah.
It's not soccer. And 73% said no. It's worth two points.
Look, let the Twitter family, you've got your opinion, I've got mine. Let the Triple M family decide. Give us a call, folks. Do you like a draw or don't you like a draw? 133353.
This is not on the running sheet, talking about this.
Because behind the scenes, you two were arguing like this and it was distracting from the show, so our executive producer said, sort it.
It's like the ball hitting the goalpost. And it's a point. Some people want to have the call of play on. Not a lot of crap.
All right,
absolutely.
Well,
but anyway, do you want the draw or don't you want
a
draw?
A result.
I love the draw. I think it's unique to our game. Oh. Don't change it. It is a result. You get 2 points.
Lamb, again this round, Hawks v GWS.
Wakeford snaps to goal. Bouncy ball.
Oh, no.
A miracle bounce. And the Giants are staring at a second draw in a row. Scores a level.
What a bounce.
I loved it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It bounced over his head.
Yeah, it was like a little morning
off break. That's the beauty of our code.
GWS have drawn two consecutive
first
matches,
time.
Cage. This is the first time this has happened since 1921.
How good
Carlton
is that?
Carlton were the last
side.
See,
that's history.
So you're happy with the draw?
I love it.
Oh, I don't love it. Well, I want overtime. I want the golden goal. I want excitement at the end.
Righto.
Draw is boring.
Over to the Triple M family. Let them decide. Not
D. March said, I've won backing the draw the last 2 weeks. We've had two in a year and a half there.
Cleaned up.
It's fair call, D. March. Leave the draw.
Yeah.
Mark of Ottaway, what do you reckon, Mark?
Hello, boys.
Good, Mark.
Well, I agree with Jars, mate. You put a bit of excitement at the end of the game because I play amateur football. You feel real hollow at the end of the game. Like, did I perform good enough? You know, did I push myself hard enough?
Yeah.
You got to just play the game out, and especially the grand final, as you said earlier, with Collingwood and St Kilda. What, so you're just going to sit in a hotel room for the next week and wait till you got to come back and play again?
Yeah. Oh, no. The build-up was fantastic. Who's going to come up? Who's not going to play? Who's going to play? The whole drama of another week, sensational. I loved it. Couldn't get enough of it. Absolutely.
We just want a result.
No.
We want the game completed.
Oh, artificial win. Bloody 5 minutes.
Good enough to win. No, we weren't good
rubbish.
Enough to win. We don't need a draw.
Not on your mark. Okay, I've lost that battle.
Lance of Murray Bridge. G'day, Lance.
How are you?
Good, Lance.
Keep the draw or get rid of it?
I reckon keep the draw unless it's the grand final.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I would like to see a replay grand final, but I can see where you're coming from.
Would you have a... It was a draw on the final minute or on the grand final there, Lancey. Do you want a 5 minute overtime or a golden goal or just replay it the next week?
I reckon 5 minute overtime.
Oh, I like it.
In a grand final.
Mm. Get rid of the grand final replay.
Well, they
exactly.
have.
Lancey, I like it, mate.
No, I like the replay.
Not a prize. I'd give you one, Lance.
Good on you, Lance. Good call.
James of Morfitt Vale. G'day, Jimmy boy.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good,
KG, I'm on your team, but I reckon we should run Jars off the bench for a second here. Normal season.
Yeah.
Normal season. Let's just have the bye. So the draw.
Right.
That's cool. But from the finals, the minute you're in the finals, instead of this 5-minute overtime garbage, I reckon we should go to the NRL where we do 1.1 score wins the game. First score.
Can you imagine
what that 30 seconds, 22 minutes would be? It would be just mental.
It would be mental.
Yeah,
actually, the more I think about it.
Finals. Just do it for the finals.
I'm with you, James.
But one score, guys.
Yeah,
one
that's
score.
It. Yeah,
you imagine somebody.
Yep.
You imagine somebody doing a Malcolm Blight from the wing with a torpedo.
Yeah, because everyone, they'll all be down one end of the ground, then they'll try and get it down the other end.
It'd be madness.
It could go for another half hour.
So it'd
be brilliant.
Good suggestion. So, James, you're saying keep the draw in the home and away series, but in the grand final.
No, final series.
The final series.
Yeah.
During
the regular season, how good is a draw? It's a freak show, right?
Yeah, it is.
And everyone rides the emotional roller coaster, but get into the finals. And we start seeing Lance Franklin pinging him in from 80 metres out.
Yeah.
Stuff a legend. You know, all three of us would be screaming at our TV.
Yeah,
just the point.
Yeah, I like that, James.
Done,
I like it. I like it a lot. You got a prize?
No. Emma of Fairview Park. G'day, Emma.
Hello. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Emma.
I think you need to keep the draw during the normal season. But when you do the finals, do a 50-metre shootout like they did in the All-Stars game.
No, 50-metre shootout.
Another good idea. See, now, how exciting is that?
Oh, that
You'd
would
be on the edge of your seat.
Well, you would be, wouldn't you?
Just imagine that happening in a showdown.
Who was it that missed in the All-Stars? Was it Wade Harris that missed that shot for Adelaide to win?
Yeah, I don't like the 5 minute each
way.
No, I don't like
five minutes. They do that in the soccer.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Look, I'm not against in the grand final. If there's a draw, the first side that scores wins the game. The only problem with that is who kicks with the wind? That's the problem.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about that. Whoopie do.
Rod of Golden Grove. G'day, Rod.
How you going, boys? Hate the draw. I've played in too many of them. Best game ever played was a final where it was a draw at the end of the preliminary final. We played 2 5-minute halves each way, and it was one of the greatest games I ever played in.
And who won?
We won and we made the grand final, but we ran out of steam the following week. One last thing, go to the Broadie boys yesterday for knocking off Gazer.
Yeah, well played.
Yeah,
well played.
Hang on. That's a very good
rivals.
Point. Did you win easy?
Yeah,
won easy in the end.
Yeah, because they kicked
the bottom of the ladder.
They kicked 16 points, didn't they?
Very good. They played well, Broadies.
Good on you, Rod. They give you a call. That's it. So there you go.
I
reckon I got my nose in front there.
No.
I reckon the tip
final of series, I don't mind that.
No,
I'm starting to swing a little bit towards the
side who scores first after a draw.
In the final series.
But keep the draw in the home and away go. Like, that's unbelievable yesterday. Gosh. I was barracking like hell for Hawthorn. I thought, Hawthorn, go, Hawks, go, Hawks.
Well, the poll that's up on at Triple M Adelaide, 77% of people say no, it's worth the 2 points.
Correct.
Having a draw, while 23% say yes, they like a change. So,
Kenny, you've won one, son. Take a bow.
A rebuttal? A bow. No, he's gone silent.
He's gone. Andrew, well, he knows he's defeated.
No, he's...
Of course, talking Sandful footy, and I love my Sandful. It's a great competition, but it is a bit of a worry at the moment with the size of the crowds at some of the games in recent times. But one of the most successful coaches in the history of Sandful, I think he's 7 premierships, made 9 grand finals.
He's been a wonderful coach.
Absolutely. And a man who doesn't hold back. He says what he thinks, and I'm talking about the coach of the Bulldogs, who yesterday were beaten by South Adelaide, Roy Laird. Roy, thanks for your time.
G'day, KG, Jazz.
G'day, Roy.
Roy, can I ask you the question, the lack of consistency from the side, how big a worry has that been this season for you?
Oh, look, it's been, a real concern. Unfortunately, we've had far too many players simply not reach their height in terms of their talent. Where we've then played, we've brought in a number of young kids this year have made their debuts, and ideally those players need to be coming in around a confident side of winning footy, but that hasn't been the case, and they've struggled as well. So, look, we've had a disappointing year.
Roy, you don't hold back. You say it as it is, and I applaud you for that. But you've been quoted as saying in today's paper that in the team there are too many imposters that when you're expected to play at a high level can't produce.
Well, our culture is a winning culture, and still has been, and we will always strive for that. And in that, you need some good characters who, when it's going hard, just stand up and give an honest effort. and play at a consistent high level. You know, if you're looking at 10 games of footy, you want really eight really high quality games of footy. We simply haven't had that from enough.
Yep.
We've had some performers in and out who have performed really well, but then we've had, you know, half a dozen blokes on a day who just haven't been able to contribute, and you can't beat good sides, and there's a lot of them in this comp by playing that way.
Exactly.
What's the talent pool like out there right across the sample competition at the moment, Roy?
Good question.
Yeah, no, look, it's still pretty good. I think where it's been noticeable has been players brought into the competition, maybe from interstate. I reckon that's dropped away, and yeah. Whether that's Adelaide itself, you know, with employment opportunities or, you know, I can't quite work that out. But that's affected the overall talent. Certainly from our point of view, then we've had issues maybe with our demographic out here with our young juniors, where we haven't seen the quality of young junior come through over recent years, which we once had.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard up north, and at times from an affordability factor, you know, kids don't get the opportunity to play, which is sad for them.
Gee, that's a worry when you say, because out north is so important, Roy, and the Bulldogs have been so successful out there.
Well, the heart and soul of the northern area.
Well, exactly right. So what sort of things is the sample doing to try and get this right?
Oh, look, I think it goes back upon all the individual clubs to try to generate some interest within their football club by holding clinics, getting out to schools, and we still endeavour to do that. But I think you'll find across the board most clubs now are thinking a little bit the same with talent pool, that it's dried up a little bit in terms of young, because there's so many other diverse sports kids can play. Mm. Whereas probably years ago it was footy in winter and cricket in summer.
Correct.
It's not necessarily the way these days.
Roy, what is it going to be made more difficult when Holden finally closes its door, so far as the community is concerned, and going down getting those younger players to be involved?
I don't know. That's obviously been in the pipeline for a number of years now, and you know there was concerns on the real estate market, for instance, which I'm obviously involved with, that was going to take a massive hit, but we haven't seen that. Look, there are some other projects in the area. There's a great sporting precinct out here now that Adelaide United actually train out our way.
Yep.
Fabulous new tennis sort of region that's been formed, and other things going on in the area through the local shopping centre. So hopefully with that comes a spirit of revival of the area, because sport has always been sort of underwritten a lot of what has been great about the North, and hopefully it still is.
Yeah, good point. Good
Roy,
point.
Roy, you're sitting 3-9.
Yeah.
Where do you go from here for the remainder of the season?
Oh, look, just put our head down and try to work with the players to get them enjoying their footy, because obviously, you know, you start worrying about hope for players when finals there now look a long, long way off. So we've got to just work with our players, make sure that they handle themselves well in a difficult time. We've had a lot of players here who have played in a lot of winning teams. So how you handle yourself at the other end finds your character's put to the test. So we'll find out what character we've got now.
Well, Roy, good luck, and thanks for bringing on the show. Thanks for bringing Brutally Honest, as always. We appreciate your time, and good luck for the run home, Roy.
And, Roy, you got any house sales? What's any prices going around in the area, mate?
Always properties to sell out here and buy, and good value in the north. So, come out and see us. We'll find you one, Jars.
Good on you, Roy. Roy Lear. I love talking to you. See you, mate. He's done a fantastic job out there, honestly. Mm. I'm right in saying, what, 7 premierships?
Yeah.
9 grand finals?
Produced some absolute champions.
Exactly.
And been a wonderful, like I said, it's a winning culture.
It's a bit of a concern when you talk about the
talent pool.
Yeah.
But that's not just up at north.
No, it's not. It's a worry.
Anyway.
Absolute worry. All right, folks, 133-53 is our number coming up. Q&A. Funny, man. Q&A coming up.
And we've just had word as well from outside the studio.
What's happened now?
Last week you were fence sat on one or two of the questions.
Yes, you did.
This week,
some criticism. Yes.
This
get
week,
off the fence.
You're not allowed to.
Well,
fence
don't sit. Ask dumb questions like who's the better coach, Don Pike or Kenny Hinkley.
Got the feeling there'll be so many of those next.
Not gonna ask. DSL Q&A: the big questions, the straight answers.
Okay, every Sunday I ask KG some very important questions that have occurred throughout the week, and
make
I just want
an
honest
week.
Answer. I don't want any fence sitting.
There'll be no fence sitting.
Should Tex Walker still be our captain?
Yes. Yes, I've seen a distinct improvement in Tex's performance. What are you shaking your head for? I'm asking the question. Okay. You've posed the question. I'm giving you the answer. I've seen a distinct change in Tex's performance, as we saw Friday night. Yeah.
Aussie cricket players who boycotted the South Africa tour, do you support them?
Let me say, not for one moment would I say the Australian cricketers are greedy. I think Cricket Australia have dug their heels in. The players only want what they've been getting, the same deal for the last 19 years. For whatever reason, Cricket Australia have said no, and they're stuffing it up big time.
Are our younger generation lacking in basic life skills?
There are some out there, yeah, no question about that. And how that happens, I don't know. It's got to come back to what happens at home. No question about that.
Is Tim Cole the greatest athlete Australia has ever produced?
Not the greatest athlete. He's, in my time, he's without shadow of a doubt the greatest soccer player. And what I will say, there's an example of a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic ambassador.
You said that three times.
Well, I'll say it four times. Fantastic ambassador.
What is your favourite animal?
Oh, my dog Lily, she's beautiful. Absolutely, she idolises me too. Let me say this to you. Lily, our Labrador, I'm her best friend. She loves me. Comes and licks me all the time. Well, what does Polo do to you?
She just lies next to me and we fall asleep. What penalty should be given to any player who knocks out a player on the football field?
Well, as I said previously, I think the strongest possible penalty. In fact, I'm siding with Tyson Evans yesterday when he made the point that Bug should have got 12 weeks or the rest of this year.
Okay.
And I'll say again that if anybody does an act like that on the ground, I think criminal charges need to be looked at.
I only need shorter answers too. Should Adelaide United shift to Norwood Oval as its home ground?
I'm glad you've asked me this
$80,000 per match to hire out Highmark Stadium.
This is a very good question. They should go there as quick as they possibly can. James Fantasia is excited about it. The slowdown's going to be helped there. But Norwood Oval is underutilised and it's magnificent. The best thing Adelaide United could possibly do, go to Norwood Oval.
Women's tennis players, should they play three sets or five sets in Grand Slams?
No, they should play three sets.
But they get the same amount of prize money.
Who cares? Just let them play three sets. But I will say, there are some female tennis players that I think could be a lot fitter.
Do you get annoyed by charities calling you at home?
Not at all. I don't mind them calling me at home. I've got no money to give, but I'll say hello and goodbye.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever shave down to play cricket or umpire?
I shaved my legs to umpire, yeah. Well, didn't you shave your legs?
No.
Well, mine were a bit hairier than
what
yours.
What are you shaving your legs
for? Well, because it's better. Fair income.
I can't say. You shaved your legs.
Yes, I did.
That's not manly.
Oh, it's not.
Shaving your legs.
What are you talking about? What do you do to your bald head?
Oh, that's just. Gee. My head's different than my legs. This is getting ugly.
Part of your body.
So you used to shave your legs?
Yes.
You
that's
are.
Four times you've asked me that.
You call yourself a real.
I'm a lover, not gladiator. A fighter.
You know what?
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Have the wheels fallen off at Adelaide United?
Yeah, this is a real, real concern. The way things have been handled there is not the way I would have liked to have seen them be handled. Not good at all.
And last one. Have you ever had Botox done on your face for TV?
Never. Wouldn't even
look at me. Have you had Botox done on your face when you were doing Channel 9 reading the news and your sports show that got dropped?
Well, let me say it's not easy looking at you because it's not the prettiest face going around. But I'll say to you right here and now, I wouldn't touch Botox with a barge pole. What will be, will be. What you see is what you'll see. And that's it.
That's it. Yeah. Well done. Okay.
Yeah,
gee, that took about 10 bloody minutes. It's only a short segment.
Stupid bloody questions, that's what.
Jeez. Yep, he's spent and he's gone, his headphones down. It is the Sunday Dead Set Legends.
Port Adelaide today.
Oh, gee, as I said when we were talking to Matty Nix, they're both, West Coast and the Power are both 8-6.
Mm-hmm.
If Port win today, because of what's happened previously over the weekend, they'll jump into the four on percentage. And for West Coast, I tell you what, it's a huge game. And I'll say this, for Port to win, Ryder's been fantastic. No question about that. He'll perform. He does every week.
Yep.
But people like Wingard, Ebo, Wines, Robbie Gray have got to perform today at their maximum. Wingard in particular, Jars, if he turns it on, he makes an enormous difference to Port Adelaide. He really does. Their defence is okay. I reckon they can hold Darling and Petrie. No Josh Kennelly. Yeah. But the midfield have really, really got to turn it on today. And they've got to get their kicking for goal properly.
Do you tag Sam Mitchell?
I would, because he'll hurt you. If you don't have a run with or a tag on Sam Mitchell, he'll get over 30 possessions. And he will hurt you with his little handballs and little kicks he gets all the time.
Yeah, look, I just...
How do you see
my concern is their forward line structure.
Yeah.
You know, they need to rejig it. Look, Jack Otrengo plays that fill-in role really well, and I love the way he goes about it. But, there's a lot of expectations on Dixon to take his 5 or 6 contested mark. Now, he's dropped off since his Hawthorn game.
He has.
And the delivery's been at times, I think, very, appalling. Very poor.
They're terrible.
They've got to lower their eyes a little bit more. There's a bit of time and space, because what happens is when you get transition from half back, clubs now defend really well, and they get back in the Port Adelaide's forward 50 really well, and they set up.
Yep.
So you need good ball users.
Yep,
and
I agree.
Port Adelaide ball use by foot is very average.
Around the
And
grounds.
They have been for a couple of years.
Yeah, I agree.
But last kick inside forward 50 is critical today for Port.
Kenny Hinckley's been making the point they've done every conceivable thing
to
get it right.
But that comes down to talent, Cage.
Well, that's for fair call.
You can get science.
Yep. Oh, I agree.
It comes down to talent.
Yeah, agree.
And Port bombed the ball in a lot inside forward 50, hoping that Dicko's going to take some marks. But, look, it is an important game. They've got to make a statement today, Port.
I agree totally. If they bomb it in, people like McGovern and Bunger Hearn, they'll just mop up and... In transition, it'll go and they'll score down the other end. So, look, I can't emphasise this enough.
So who's going to win?
Well, look, I want Port Adelaide to win. And the other fact is that the Eagles have got some great players coming back. Like they've got Legras, Prittis, and Bunger Hearn and Lyson all coming back today. They'll miss Josh Kennelly. Look, I'm going to pick Port Adelaide. It's a tough ask over there, but it's surely the players... mentally, must say to themselves, this is a must-win so far as our season is concerned. And for that reason, Jars, if their big guns fire, they'll win there. I'll tip Port Adelaide.
And at this stage, we think...
I don't think Hamish
Hartlett will play.
No, well, Matty Nix...
He came in here on Tuesday. He couldn't walk.
Well, he
could not walk, Ham.
We spoke with Matty Nix earlier, and he said at this stage he's playing, but... He wasn't convincing Matty Nix, so I don't know whether he'll play. So if he doesn't play, they'll certainly miss him for sure.
I'm just going to go to Eagles.
Hey,
home deck. It's a tough, mate. It's a tough gig over there.
I
trust
understand.
Me. You know, and the Eagles, they're not travelling that well. They're the biggest flat track bullies going around in the competition.
Yeah, they are. No question about that. So, look, go Port Adelaide, and they'll slip into the top four. Adelaide are top of the water, so that's good for South Australian footy.
Just quickly, Dave Mundy's out for Fremantle. They take on North Melbourne today.
Yep, I'm going for Fremantle. For North Melbourne, they're terrible.
What?
They're terrible, Fremantle.
So Etihad Stadium. What do you reckon they'll get crowd-wise?
Not a big crowd.
Nah.
Not a big crowd.
And Carlton take on Melbourne, the MCG.
Oh, you'd have to pick Melbourne at the MCG. I don't like the way... Carlton played the game. They just
They've been very good.
Yeah, but they just clog it up.
Nah, but that's development. That's part of their development. Get defence right first, which takes 12 months to 2 years, but, and then start working on your offence.
But do they play the game to win, or do they play the game to save it?
Well, they play to win. They just don't want the opposition to score goals against them. Nothing wrong with that.
I like that, and this may sound stupid,
it is stupid.
I love the way Luke Beveridge coaches.
He's in a hole.
Well, he is at the moment, but he's got a premiership
absolutely
on his belt.
His sides have worked him out anyway.
So there you go.
Well done, mate. Good show today.
Yeah, good show. Look, I'm back next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock next Saturday morning for the last time. 9 o'clock to 11:30, and I'm with Biggles. And then, of course, we're back next Sunday between 10 and 12:30, doing it all again here on Triple M.
So see you, family.
We'll catch you during the week, Jars. Have a great day, everybody. Bye for now.
The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1-hour express service.
Triple M.